from the twisted realm of science and the darkest pits of reason comes chilling tales of godlessness. Bear witness to the unfathomable terror that is the Good Atheist.
You need to leave, because it's not...
All right, welcome to the GoodAtheist.net podcast. My name is Jacob Forte, and today I have a special guest with me, Mr. Jeffrey Jones.
Hello, everyone.
He's very happy to be here. I have not forced him in, at gunpoint.
These shackles are purely a fashion statement.
There you go. All right, today we're going to be talking about a couple of things. Number one, we're going to be talking about GodTube. I don't know if anyone of our listeners have actually heard about it, but we're going to be talking about that. We'll also be talking about the some fashion accessories, some weird fashion accessories that evangelicals seem to be all about these days. We're also going to be talking about Hell House, the kind of... How what's the best way to describe it in 30 seconds?
In 30 seconds? Can you hold a scream that long?
No.
In a nutshell, haunted house with a Christian fundy theme that has an ultimatum at the end and scares children without telling them it's not real.
Okay, well, that's what we were talking about. So first off, GodTube. Now, I guess lots of Christian videos are becoming more popular, and well, I guess the Christian right decided that they don't like putting things on YouTube because they get criticized.
Well, that's what happens when you post to people who have different opinions or,
you
researched opinions.
You get that horrible thing they called...
Not trolling.
More like dissenting views.
Yeah.
It sucks. So they decided, a Christian right organization decided that they were going to start a website devoted entirely to Christian dogma, which makes me wonder, first of all, how the submission process works. Like, can you go into the radar, you think, and put in some satirical stuff?
I don't know. I've been browsing. Every once in a while, I'll come across like a secular comment to something that's been posted, but I'm sure that something like, would get reported pretty fast if, hey, this is, like a Richard Dawkins essay or something.
Yeah,
they'll take that off faster than...
Superman on Superman folding on laundry day?
About that fast.
There you go. I couldn't come up with anything better than that.
Yeah.
What did you think about the title song, which is also from the
it's from
GodTube. We're going to be posting it up on goodatheist.net, the link for it, because it's just... I don't think you can fully appreciate the song unless you've heard that one and many of his other gems.
He's like children's songs. They should have that kind of stuff on like Fundy Sesame Street.
Don't give him any ideas, buddy.
I know, yeah.
I'm sure there's something like that. I'm sure we're going to discover it.
Fundy Street.
That's the great thing about GodTube. Now, I recommend for all atheists and agnostics to actually just check it out, because the thing is, you really can't understand just how...
appreciate
just how crazy some of these videos really are. There's the song I'm hoping to play at the end, which is basically the... parody. Oh, I don't want to call it a parody. The take on Master P's...
Baby Got Back.
Baby Got Back, yeah.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, I think.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, and his version is Baby Got Book.
Yeah,
so
that's...
I'm going to be playing this at the end. I'm sure everybody's going to have a deep appreciation for the raps. And you know what? We were talking about this. The guy can actually rap.
Yeah, it's a shame he's using his powers for good instead of evil.
Nice little twist there. What do you think about the whole it's not okay to be a homo? Because the thing is, the guy who sings it, which is his name is Robert Briaud, I guess that's how it's pronounced.
Briaud.
He's a former
He wouldn't know a silent D.
Yeah, you're right. He's a former homosexual, now evangelical street preacher, which basically means that he sings for free. Nobody wants to give him any money. And I guess he didn't do this whole schooling to allow him to go to church or something. So street preacher. So what do you think of our street preacher bearded fellow?
I think the gay community is better off without him. but other than that, I mean, it's he manages to be funny, but really kind of scary. I mean, if you're if you approach it with the idea that this guy is to be mocked, it's kind of fun. It's like, oh, this guy is just some loon off the street. It's even greater that he's on, you know, the street yelling this. You can just imagine him.
Yeah,
you know,
being
with pamphlets.
I would love to see him. You know that song he has about don't abort or whatever. It's like
it's a baby, not a blob.
It's a baby, not a blob.
Yeah.
I'd love to see him at a Planned Parenthood.
Yeah,
singing that.
Well, you do.
I love how he's also like 41 weeks later. He's got a brain. I'm like, it's 41 weeks
That's a pretty big grace period.
Oh, sorry, 41 days. Sorry.
Right. But 41. Even then.
It's
that's
41 days,
big,
yeah.
That's
like
a pretty big grace period. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, hey, let's go abort, you know,
every 40 day old fetus there.
You got to be pretty lazy if it's like, God, I've been pregnant for 30 days. I really got to do something about this.
Well, I know I have 40 days, so
yeah,
I'm in no rush.
I'm
all good. Yeah, I definitely appreciate that. What other gems did you find? Like, generally, what is your take on God Tube, really?
On God Tube, well, I mean, there's the comedic aspect, but there's also, I mean, there's a lot of interesting things. I've only had a chance to skim it, but there's a lot of like. You get to see their, you know, their, and I'm using air quotes, counterpoints to, like, you know, the whole
evolution,
intelligent design and all that. I'll have to find the video again, but there was a guy, and he was just mentioning how he could disprove, I'd have to watch it again, but he was mentioning how he could disprove evolution by having a frog in a blender. And I don't remember exactly what he said to do, but it had something to do with the fact that, like, if the frog was in the blender, you have all the, you know, and you blended it, the frog's not going to come out again. Because I'd have to find it again, but the gist of it was basically
the odds of the frog
being
alive.
Yeah, odds of a frog forming from all those frog parts, the building blocks of life. You know, they don't reform. I mean, they obviously he's a biology teacher. He must be.
I look forward to that little display in biology class.
He must have passed a biology section in a library on his way to a book burning.
No, he grabs some on the
he
way.
Pockets
to,
them
on the way to book burning. Very nice, very nice. Moving on, let's talk about a bit of the fashion of the Christ. Your words. Credit where credit is due. Hilarious.
There you go.
All right. It is. They're pajamas for kids.
Evangelical pajamas.
For evangelical kids. Now, these aren't regular pajamas. They're full on armors of the.
Armor of Christ.
Yeah, the armor of Christ. If you've ever seen those, you know, crusaders, you know, the Red Cross thing and giant shield sword. Well, who wouldn't want to have that when they go to bed?
Who wouldn't want to be sleeping next to a sword?
and a crazy shield.
A
shield pillow. Now, okay, let's run through what it comes with. All First right. of all, it comes with a pajama top with breastplate of righteousness and belt of truth. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right.
It's pretty fashionable. I wonder if that belt is tightly knotted.
You know, I don't have a belt of truth.
I
only have a belt of leather.
Exactly.
You have also a belt of leather?
I think mine's mock leather. I got it at a Walmart for like $5.
$5.
My faith comes really cheap.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
All right, next it comes with pajama pants with wings of peace to cover feet. Right.
Is that like an homage to Hermes?
It does sound a bit like Hermes, kind of like the messenger of the gods. I don't know. I guess, did the crusaders have wings on their feet or something? Wings of peace, too. It's wings of peace.
High as a kite.
Now, this is the same crusader that has wings of peace? Where do you get them? Did he rip them off some angel or something? They're mine now.
Give me those.
Let's see what else it comes with. It comes with a helmet of salvation.
I want my kid sleeping with fabric over his face. That's what I want.
it's a helmet of suffocation.
At least he will be saved.
He may be dead, but he's with Jesus now.
He's protected by the shield of... what's the next one?
The next one is the sword of the spirit. Now, evidently, the sword is probably made out of cloth, one would hope.
I would... yes.
Yeah. But definitely a sword. It's not a sword of peace. You notice that they kept that for the boots, for the jack boots of peace.
Jack boots of peace.
But the sword of the spirit. And finally, and last but not least, there's the activity coloring book.
You need a lot of red.
You need a lot of red. The white's already there.
The white is already
there. You need the...
It's
basically
red. You got to stay in the lines.
You're going to color that thing till it's a nub.
There you go.
A little red nub.
Exactly.
What do you think that... I mean, where's this coming from? I mean, do you see a general trend of religious people trying to creep...
Hawk their wares?
Yeah, hawk their religious wares?
Well, I mean, I guess... It's weird to think of religion and marketing, but I mean, if you think about it, I'm sure there's an aspect of it. They got to raise their money somewhere, and can't just get it from donations, right?
I think in general, though, I mean, religions work a lot like a product. I mean, mm-hmm. you create a need, which
Absolutely.
Is saying like you need to be
saved,
and you fulfill that need. So, I mean, there is a lot of this marketing. This is just a little bit more blatant.
Fairly blatant. Well,
fairly,
it's,
yeah,
it's
fairly.
Like as we found the religion-themed candies for Halloween.
Spiritual candies. I don't know if it was only Christian, though, because I saw a Buddha.
No, I saw a chocolate Buddha.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, at least it's fair. I mean, maybe it's just one company is appealing to everybody.
What was funny, though, about that chocolate Buddha is that most people don't know that the image that they used is not actually that of Buddha.
Yeah, it's... I forget his name.
Yeah, you see it all the time when you go to a Chinese restaurant. It says Chinese... He's this like famous Chinese character. He's the equivalent of he's like the Chinese Santa,
right?
And you put pennies on him, right? But the whole thing is he used to be this guy of legend that would collect change from people and give them to orphans. So he's not Buddha, but everybody thinks
really fat Robin Hood.
Everybody thinks I'm
offending everyone today.
I'm sure he pocketed a couple of those pennies to feed his
self
hunger, I guess. But yeah, it's weird to see. Religious organizations decide, well, we're now going to try to make money out of it. And you have to wonder, you would think that the evangelicals, the hardcore, the fundies, would be the first one to say, like, you can't market this!
Exactly. You can't market God! He's above that kind of thing.
But here they are. I mean, I guess they're realizing the potential of, you know, getting that word out, and that's either God tube or that's, you know, merchandising. Mm-hmm. And... I mean, I don't know how successful it will be in terms of new converts. It definitely helps those people already believe have a very solid, strong net of belief that prevents, you know, things like debate or, you know, dissenting views from entering. Be like, away with
well, it's,
you!
Well, it's seriously, GodTube is like a treehouse kind of thing, you know, it's a clubhouse, I find.
Yeah, it is
you
a little bit.
It's
like the Mickey Mouse Club.
Exactly, except with a lot more fear-mongering.
it's Mickey Mouse Club that'll scare the shit out of you.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, now the next thing I wanted to talk about is Hell House.
Speaking of scaring the shit
scaring
out of
someone, there's a segue there, eh? Okay, well, speaking of scaring the crap out of people, now, for all of you who may or may not have heard of Hell House, basically a Hell House is... like a play that people put on, and the entire point of the play is to scare the crap out of you, and to scare you so much that you're going to believe that hell is a real place, and that everything that fundies basically tell you will get you to hell, like, you know, abortions,
magic cards,
Harry Potter, of those things.
If you didn't hate him for the witchcraft, you'll hate him for the homosexual wizard now.
Yeah, well, let's if you want, we can talk about that. But let's talk about this a little bit.
I don't know enough about Harry Potter.
Yeah, I really don't know either. Anyways, you watch this documentary. I only skimmed it. That was on it. I mean, I know about Hell Houses, but this documentary. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, in a nutshell, I mean, well, we all kind of know the general concept. Basically, haunted house, kind of. I'm not sure if it's disguised as a typical haunted house, but it's a, you know, your generic Halloween house, cobwebs, blah blah blah. But you go in, and there's different plays going on. For example, there's in the videos that we're talking about, there's this clip where they're at they put on a rave, and this woman takes this drug, and you know it spirals out of control, and then you know she ends up, I forget exactly what happens, but I think she ends up getting like in a relationship or something.
What?
And, yeah,
does she get pregnant?
I don't know. I know someone gets pregnant and bleeds to death from the morning after pill.
Right. Yeah. I love that because I'm like, what is this? The 7th century? I died from being bled out. There was no
Seriously.
Way to save me. I was at a hospital,
was
but
a
they're
non-stop
like
non-stop menstruation.
I love this sort of like grade 3 understanding of medicine. Yeah.
Well, the thing is what they basically have is they put on these plays. You know, you all know the sort of cliched subjects. There's the abortion. There's drugs. There's
suicide.
Know,
I think
suicide was in there. There's you know, homosexuality. They have, of course, and I thought this was very 80s, but. Even now, I guess they're still linking homosexuality with HIV, because the guy in question is dying of AIDS.
Right.
And they have this one
well,
character.
Well, he can't be happy.
Well, of course not.
Yeah, no, of course not. It's not okay to be gay, Jeff.
And I'm so happy that that guy points it out for me.
I know. At first, I thought it was good. I thought it was okay, but mm-hmm. then I heard his song. And I knew that it was not okay to be a homo.
A homo.
Homo.
But anyways, in a nutshell, we at the end of the I don't want to say rides, but at the end of the rooms, you've got this guy who's like the very, you know, they're out of the acting, and there's an actual guy who's like, you know, I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm not gonna do this. This is exactly what's going to happen to you unless you repent. And then he basically says, behind this door, we have some people that are ready to pray with you, and blah 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 blah. And if you're willing to be saved. You know, now's your chance. And he starts to count down from 10. I'm not kidding.
10 seconds?
Well, you know, 10 seconds in the, you know, 10, 9.5, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm just thinking, so you scare the... And the thing is...
I just like to stand there and just watch him count. Be like, see how far he goes, like, 1.75.
You get into these fractions and his head explodes. No, but what ends up happening... What really bothers me about this is that the appeal is more to the parents to get their kids into it, I find, like, because the you know, the target, the kids themselves, I don't think you can actually promote to a child and say, you know, have the crap scared out of you forever, be scarred for life.
But if who wants to be scarred?
Exactly. But if you advertise to a parent and say, you know, you believe in God, and you know, this is what's going to happen, and you know it, so save your kids, show them this event. And I just ties in for me. I have a personal grudge, not a grudge.
Well, you have a bit of a history with this.
I was raised in a fairly religious household, and I had the whole. I experienced God as one of those. There's two approaches to God. There's
sure.
the he's all loving and all forgiving and blah 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 blah.
Which is often the kind of like angle that he's always promoted
exactly,
at with other people.
Exactly, but the angle that I was sort of presented with or experienced was more the horribly judgmental, and you know, his love was so conditional, and it was basically stay in line or you know, or stay out kind of thing.
Stay in hell or stay in line or burn in hell.
Exactly, those are your options. So that's basically
what options.
Yeah, seriously. But that's basically what the hell houses are about. Is it presents this, and then it scares the crap out of kids, and of course gets the kids
now when we're talking kids, and this is my huge objection with it, and it's yours as well, mm-hmm. is the fact that, you know, these aren't 12 or 13 year old kids. These are much, much, much younger.
Oh, little kids.
They're little kids, and they're at that age, obviously, where they can't make the distinction between, you know,
it's the same reason you don't send them to
fantasy
an R-rated movie. It's
exactly.
too scary.
It's very, I mean, if they watch Hostel, they but you know what, Hostel and Hell Houses, what's the difference here? Well, the difference is that In the Hell Houses, it's going on live.
Yeah, and at the end of Hostel, you can always watch the credits and realize, oh, this is fake.
Yeah, it's surprising that the fact that they would just, you know, I'm dismayed. But for them, they think that we're doing them a favor. We need to do this.
Exactly.
They need to be saved.
This is our duty.
And I'm just like, this is what you're willing to do? You're willing to screw someone up in the head just because you're doing them a favor?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the justification. I just don't think. I mean, I'm not super pro teaching religion to children, unless you teach them multiple types of religions and their options. But don't use you can't use fear to control a child into believing something.
Well, fear's been a common tool for, you know, religion for a very, very, very long time. I think that it's one of those examples where you're going to find most Christians, even moderates, are probably going to be very, you know, very opposed. I think that there's just not this, there isn't word out on this kind of activity. They probably think, oh, well, it's just really, you know, kind of mild and just trying to tell people about hell.
Right.
And even if they do believe in it, they're probably like, oh, it's important to tell individuals
about
hell.
Yeah, people should be aware.
People should be aware. If
they just don't know what's going on. It's like those chick tracks.
Exactly. It's very, very, very hardcore stuff. I mean, this is not the kind of thing that you should be bringing a kid to. And this brings me back to the whole, you know, idea that this presentation of saying, well, God is all loving and everything else, but watch out for his wrath, boy.
Yeah, he holds a grudge.
He holds a eternity of hellfire grudge.
Yeah.
And I just have to say that it's not exactly the kind of message that, you know, I think that should be taught to kids. I mean, my own dad, he used to have nightmares about the devil. You know, of course, his nightmares back then were pretty tame. You know,
right.
Like the devil popping out of, like, you know, a flower bucket and grabbing him by the ankles and spinning him around and that kind of stuff.
Well,
you know,
even
like,
then, that can be for
well,
a kid.
For a kid, sure, that's going to scare the bejesus out of you.
Or into you.
Or into you. He's scared the bejesus into you. But, no, I definitely have a very strong objection to this kind of thing, and I'm sure you're not. You're of the same.
It makes me kind of sick to my stomach when I think about it.
I have to wonder what is the, I mean I know why hell as a concept exists, but why is this general idea that you have to know about hell to really appreciate God? I mean, is that really necessary? Do you have to be afraid of his wrath to actually?
Well,
to believe. I mean if they really didn't push the hell angle, right? If they were like you either go to heaven or you're obliterated for all time.
Right.
Pretty much like kind of the Jewish religion.
Yes.
Would it have the same appeal, you think?
I don't know. But the thing is fear is very it's a very easy motivator, let's say. I mean, it's not motivator in the sense that the quickest way to get someone to do something is to threaten them, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Do this or you're dead.
Exactly. You do this or suffer the consequences. You know, and in sense of hell, the punishment does not fit the crime.
Well, I would say even the most heinous of crimes.
Mm-hmm.
An eternity? Really? Is that necessary? I mean, could after one point? I hate
after
the idea
like 4,000 years, God be like, okay, I think you've learned.
You learned your lesson. You learned your lesson. I never was comfortable with the whole idea of the eternity of damnation, because what do your actions mean then? Because
the other thing is you
no
learn
redemption?
You
really?
Learn nothing because it doesn't
you
matter.
Just
it,
burn.
You just burn and you suffer, and I would get pretty resentful. I'd be like, well, thanks a lot. You know, I'd like to atone for my crimes and.
I didn't know
exactly. Well, that's the whole the God doesn't care for ignorance too much. He's
well, what was that joke there where there was this where
oh
where
the how did
the,
it go?
The Jesuit and the Inuit or something like that.
There was some in a nutshell. It was I keep saying that in a nutshell.
In a nutshell,
I say in a nutshell all the time.
I'm trapped in a nutshell.
I'm trapped. But it was that he was talking to someone who hadn't been saved about Jesus, and I think it was an Inuit, and he asked, so you're telling me that if I was not aware of sin, then, you know, these rules basically wouldn't apply, and then religious, I guess it was Jesuit, said, like, yes, that's true. And so the Inuit replied, well, why did you tell me? You know, it's...
Keep that information to yourself, please.
Exactly, it's... You just ruined it for me.
Thanks for ruining.
Way to fill my life with doubt and dread.
Well, not just you're just talking life here. Thanks for the afterlife,
yes,
snow job. I'm pretty much screwed, aren't I?
Thanks a lot.
Be like, all right, and I'm unbaptized too. Yay! Well, I mean, I don't know. They're Inuit. There's probably lots of water around.
Probably. I don't
it's
know
very
if it's holy
cold.
Water though.
It's
yeah,
probably
I,
pretty.
You
freezing.
Get an ice cream headache from that baptism.
That doesn't make any sense, but it's funny.
Yeah, it's just the cold thing. I don't know.
You totally got me. You totally got me.
It's what I do.
It's what I do. All right, we'll end it with there. It's a little bit of a shorter show today because, you know, the show's in a nutshell. What we'll do is I want to play, though, the entire song with
Baby
Got Book.
Okay.
It's just too good to
pass up. It's
got
to be shared.
It's got to be shared. So don't just... Stop right at the end credits. Listen to the entire song, And, you know, although I hate promoting, you know, a what is essentially a fundy site.
A fundy site.
I do
you
recommend...
You gotta know
your
enemy.
Enemy. You have to know other how other people are, what people think. And yeah, I just recommend actually just watching one of those Way of the Master videos that they keep popping up everywhere. Just so you can be really, really mad.
You need to be motivated to act.
Yeah. You know? What I'm hoping we're going to do next week is I'm hoping I'm going to watch the movie that Kirk Cameron starred in, Left Behind series. They made a movie with that.
Oh, did they? You know, so there's kids left behind, eh?
There's kids left behind?
Yeah, yeah. There's a book of kid ones where they're kids that have been left behind.
Oh, that's fun. Anyways, yeah. I'm hoping to watch it and give the review. Well, pretty much the, you know. In a nutshell.
Is that my tag? I'm here one day, I get a tagline?
You get a tagline. I don't have a tagline yet. My best one is have a good atheist day, which I'm about to say in 30 seconds. Right. I don't even know if it's that good, but I'm just going to say it. All right. So
repetition, man.
Repetition, that is the key. All right, well, I'm your host, Jacob Forte, and thank you very much for my special guest, Mr. Jeff Jones.